Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to the morning meeting. My name is Jimmy. His name is Matty. This is the morning meeting. Building John Boy Media. It's not the morning, okay? It's Tuesday. It's 3:16 p.m. Getting ahead of the recording because we're going to Tampa this week. And we're going to head a lot of stuff. And I have been talking a lot today, Matty.
Yeah, you have been. But in the interest of time, I want to hop right into it. One of the things you talked about throughout the day was Boone. How was the first bantering with Boone now that that's back?
It went well. There's a lot of like spring training stuff. He actually answered pretty well, had some good tidbits and like kind of like stuff to chew on. And then he seemed good. Seemed like he wanted us to come say hi when we go to Tampa.
Nice.
That was cool.
Nice.
Appreciated that.
There are a few fun things coming up, like the trip to Tampa. That being one of them, the other being the Korea game that is live streaming tomorrow morning. It will be out, or it would have happened by the time people see this episode. But between those two things, what are you looking forward to in the latter half of this week?
Oh, man. I don't know. Tampa, I guess, being done with tomorrow is probably what I'm looking most forward to. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow have been like their jam-packed schedules. So yesterday I was pretty beat when I got home. I think I'm going to be pretty beat when I go home today. So tomorrow's a lot of fun content. The Korea game should be fun. And then we're doing a lot of like JJTV or the Joe's Over-Under episode. So today we just finished our TPPs. We're done. All 30 teams are done. And yeah, today's a grind. I'm still going because I walked off that mic to this mic. So I'm still have some like fake energy right now. When this dies, I'm going to crash so hard.
Nice. Well, for those listening, I know it's a shorter app. We have our leaders meeting. And like Jimmy said, it's a jam-packed day. So we're just squeezing in a morning. We didn't want to leave you hanging this week. And the entire show is brought to you by Factor.
Yep.
The entire show is brought to you by Factor. Before we get to the Factor insight of the week, the Rourke home run went out this week.
Oh, yeah.
And it was more of a positive reaction than you had expected, right?
Yeah. Well, just because it haunts me because I should have thrown a different pitch. I should have thrown... If no one watched it, I lost again in a crushing walk-off. I couldn't believe it was going to happen because I was feeling really good on the mound. I was one pitch away, not only from striking Rourke out, but from being a top pitcher. I would have had three innings pitched, zero earned runs. So that would have felt really good. Instead, I gave up a walk-off grand slam. So that sucked. And I just had too much adrenaline on the pitch because it was like 12 miles per hour faster than it's supposed to be, which means it didn't have the loop-de-doop. It just had... So, obviously, I still think I could have thrown that pitch in that situation, just had to spike it or go, like, way up top. Fastball would have worked, too. Who knows? High fastballs do get hit when they get connected with, and that's the first time I got, like, damage off the little fork ball because usually it's spiked or way up top. That sucked, though. I was really upset because we were actually, like, playing well and looking good. But the reaction was great. Like, the comments were so nice. Just about, like, being invested in the game and the sport and then complimenting the editors because the editors really are telling a story there with all, like, the mic'd up they leave in throughout the way. They're either, you know, red herrings to make you think this is going to happen or not or whatever. So it was cool.
Cool. Yes, the new Rose Rotation co-hosts have been announced. Logan Webb and Chris Bassett are the two new guys.
I knew Webb. I knew Bassett, too. I like having pitchers on. They have more downtime in between. Two pitchers that I like watching pitch.
Yeah.
They're not strikeout guys. Bassett a strikeout guy? He's just throws so many different pitches and not a velo guy.
I don't know.
I feel like they're both like pitchers. Bassett definitely is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's exciting.
Yeah, no, it's exciting stuff. I'm glad that.
And Logan Webb is so fun to watch. And he interacted with some tweets last year, so that's good.
Yeah.
Enjoy that.
As you're pulling up maybe some stuff about those two pitchers, I want to hop over to the factor insight of the week. A reminder to everybody, I know you all know this as a listener of the morning meeting, but Factor is a delicious, ready-to-eat meal that's even makes every single day that much easier, that much better. Wherever the day takes you, Factor will be there with a pre-prepared, chef-crafted, and dietitian-approved meal that has been delivered right to your door. I know that we have a ton of them in the fridge. It's their go-to for lunch every day. The smoothies that Factor makes are an office favorite as well. Those might even go faster than the pre-packaged meals. But Factor, regardless of if it's one of the meals, one of the smoothies, whatever they're offering, it's the perfect solution if you're looking for a fast and upscale option that's done easy. It's flexible for your schedule. Get as much or as little as you need by choosing 6 to 18 meals per week. Plus, you can pause or reschedule deliveries at any time. Head to factormeals.com/morejohnboy50 and use code morejohnboy50 to get 50% off. That's code morejohnboy50 at factormeals.com/morejohnboy50 to get 50% off. The factor insight of the week this week is from Christopher, 1988-7732, and he said, when and how did John Boy discover he was good at reading lips? I discovered JM through Yankees breakdowns, and at first thought Talking Yanks was just videos of lip reads of Yankees.
Oh. I don't know how you could have thought that, but I appreciate it. I don't know. I could always kind of read lips, but I didn't know I could actually. I still don't think I can like read lips. There's so much context that I need to know. Sometimes people just send me a video of people talking like political and they're like, what are they saying? I'm like, dude, I don't fucking know. Like, I think half the skill, and I don't even know if it's skill, but half of it is when I watch a baseball game, I can guess what they're saying and then I can find one word and then I can piece it together. But growing up, my dad would always, I remember like rewinding the TiVo when the pitcher came off a mound screaming at the umper, the manager, and being like, Jim, what did he say? But neither of us acted like he wasn't like, you could read lips, Jim. What are they saying? It was just like, Jim, what's he saying? And then I would like tell him. It wasn't a thing. And then I just thought everyone could do the level that I can do. I thought everyone could do. And sometimes they can. Sometimes like I put it out and there are people will be like, I think it's this. And I'm like, oh yeah, you're right. And then other times people will ask me and I think they're joking. And then I just like say, they said this and they're like, oh, thank you. I'm like, wait, really? You couldn't see that? So I guess I can. I don't know.
Yeah. My personal favorite was Ryan Reynolds movie. And
that took forever.
Yeah. That's just funny because they purposefully put something out that you're not supposed to be able to understand what they're saying.
Yeah. I think I got one word wrong and it was like accent based. But now that I've done it so much, I do have way more insight into like, no, if he was saying that, the tongue would be behind his teeth, not in front of his, like shit like that, that other people don't know. But that just comes from doing it so much now.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we have 6 minutes until the next meeting. So we have 6 minutes and 8 questions. Some of these are so fast, so we'll be able to make it through. Don't fear anybody that's listening. Number one, from Bentley. Did you have any thoughts about the Oscars? Did you see any of the Best Picture nominated movies?
I didn't watch the Oscars. Did I watch any of the Best Picture nominated movies? Best Picture nominees 2024. The Holdover, saw half of it. Then the kids woke up and I never got to finish it. Oppenheimer, haven't seen it. Killers of the Flower Moon, saw half of it. Realized I read the book and I didn't want to see the rest of it. American Fiction. I was sitting on the couch while other people watched it and half paid attention to it. didn't seem like an Oscar-nominated movie to me, but it seemed good. Barbie, nominated for Best Picture. Seen Barbie a lot. James likes it and puts it on when he sees it. Poor Things, haven't seen. Not interested in seeing. Past Lives, first time I've ever heard it or read it. Anatomy of a Fall. I think I want to see that, but isn't it a different language?
I couldn't tell you what language any of these are in.
I think I've wanted to see Anatomy of a Fall, and then I'm like, wait, is that in a different language? Language, 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 language. Yeah, I think it's mostly in French because it's a French movie. And I don't have the attention span to watch a movie that's in another language and read the subtitles. Mm-hmm. Wish I did, but I always have busy hands. I'm editing. I'm cooking while I watch stuff. So, like, I always have the subtitles on, but I need to be English. Wish I could sit and just focus and watch a show that was in a different language and you read and watch it, but I can't. So,
no.
That's the answer to the question.
That's that answer. Number two is Lou's past baseball experience. He seems to have come in looking at good at blitzball compared to a lot of other people's first times. Lou was a Division III baseball shortstop, so maybe that's why he comes. You listed people. I didn't bring him up. He looks better seeing how a lot of people do at first. Parentheses, Zoe, Jolly, Joes, etc. I didn't say those names, but none of them played Division III baseball.
I just had this conversation on Instagram because people are like, get more athletes. I'm like, well, one, for Warehouse, we have a ton of athletes. Like in Blitzball Battle 4, Trev played Major League Baseball. His brother played Minor League Baseball. K-Mac played Minor League Baseball. Colin Stone played College Baseball. K-Mac played Minor League Baseball. Canobio played College Baseball. Lou played College Baseball.
Nikki
played College Baseball. Drew
and Jimmy Drew Norp.
Davis, Jimmy Norp, Jack Doyle. Did they play college, Drew and Jimmy? I don't know, but they're freak athletes with wiffle balls and blitz balls, those three. I don't know if I could keep going. So like,
seems good to me.
There's a reason Jake and I fucking were old and we didn't play college baseball and aren't freak athletes with a wiffle ball blitz ball. So we're just fucking heart and hustle, baby.
Oh, yeah. Now, speaking of blitz ball, William asked, seeing BB4, are there any changes you're already considering for BB5?
Rourke won pitcher of the year and reliever of the year for his high school baseball team, something like that.
Mm.
Rule changes for Blitzball 5. We're trying to figure out a pitch limit situation because the rule as we have it, we all agree is the best version of the game strategy-wise, rule-wise, if all the secondary pitchers could throw strikes. Walks are very very not fun, and when you just get a lot of balls, it stinks. You know, some people say that having just one pitcher go the whole time is still a detriment because they're going to be tired, but I don't think Stoner would have been tired ever. I think that hinders some, not others. So in a really good world, like me, Joe's, Dalton, Zoe, pitchers that Zoe actually did good that struggle with like walks during battles would just improve, but we don't have the time to like put in the effort to do that and like really get better. So Shelfie will be in Blitzball 5. That replaces Marsh, so that helps. Dalton is really good in non-blitzball battles.
Mm-hmm.
Like really good.
Yeah.
Like I hope when we film Cam's League, people see when there's not announcers and cameras and crowd and cheering, it's nerves. I don't know if you would sum it up that way. But when we're just fucking around, Dalton's nasty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's very we have 0 minutes until the meeting, so this is the last question. Anything we didn't answer, we'll get to next week. But three people commented this. Chicago White Sox dad summed it up best. When can we expect a play-in episode or interview with Mike O'Malley or Mo? Most people are asking for Mo. Can that be the 100,000 subscriber goal?
Sure. I'm not really interested in doing that because no one would watch it. You think you'd watch it, but no one would watch it. If they came and did an episode with us, but then that would ruin the whole flow of the episode. So I don't know. I have no interest in that. I have interest in meeting them and chatting with them. I have no interest in doing a video where we interview them. And I know from experience that the vast audience also has no interest. Whenever we do interviews with people that we think is fun or cool, no one watches them.
All right, that's the morning meeting.
Wait, one flip. I did it one flip. Yeah. I actually, for those that don't believe me, someone clipped this. When I filmed my DraftKings ad, I flipped my hat from my foot to my head on the first try, and then we had to redo it and do a second take. And I was like, well, but keep that in because I did it first try. I did it another time, landed it again. So I actually went 2 for 2 hat to head. And is that a trick? Is that a party trick? If you learned, very impressive. I do it all the time. So, I mean, probably practice it more than a normal person.
Bang.
Do it right now.
He got that for those that couldn't see. Yeah, that
3 for 3.
3 for 3.
Thanks for tuning in. Quick episode with a trip and a lot of content. But leave questions. Thank you to everyone that did. Goodbye.
Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.